Weiter in Shaspir and Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tes, picking it up, I don't know, 12, 13 lines down or so, counting, it's the next part of the Mishnah. Dor Aflaga, Elam Chilek, Lolam Abba. Mayavor. Now, what exactly did they do wrong? Dor Aflaga was when they went ahead and they said, come, let's go build our own city, and we're going to build a tower, and we're going to fight against God. Says the Gemara, Amar Rab Dever Bishila, Nivne Migdal V'na'ale L'rakia V'nako So B'kardumos. What did they say? They said, we're going to build a tower and go to the sky, and we're going to knock at it with axes. Kadesha Zuba Mimov, in order that the water will flow. Says the Gemara, Machaku Allah b'marav, and Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at this pshat. Im Cain, if it's really true that they did this in order to get to the sky, why would they do it in the valley? It doesn't make any sense. Livnu achad betur, they should have done it on a mountain. So, what really went on over there? Who switched the letter? Okay. So, Amarab Yirmi Bar Lazar, Nechu Shalos Kitos. They did want to go and build a tower. That was going to happen. But they split into three different groups as for what is they wanted to do. One says, let's go live over there, you know. Moving on up to the east side. Deluxe bombing in the sky. Let's go up there. Let's go serve the Zara. Let's go up there. Let's make war. Let's go live over there. Hashem dispersed them and Hashem scattered them. Says Rashi, Pizraim b'chol olam, he scattered them all over the world. And that's where Carmen Sandiego came from. Vazusha Mesnalav and Asim Lachama, the one says, go and make a war. Nasa Kofim, Veruchos, Veshadim, Velilim. They became, talk about evolution, here you go. They became monkeys and Ruchos and Shadim. And Lilim, Rashi says that these are different types of creatures, spirits that don't have a body or a form, Shadim, that have human form and eat and drink like people do, and Lilim have human form, but also they have wings. So they became all this craziness that's going on. And Vizusha Meris, Na'ale V'na'avod, Avodos Kachab, let's go worship Avodos Ar, Kisham Bala Hashem, Svas Kola Aretz, the pasuk says, for it was there that Hashem confused the language of the entire earth. So what Hashem did is he didn't let them go ahead and start like one of the Zara. Says Rashi, Bilbel Lashonim kedei shelo yei echad mechuvan ledas chaveru l'avodas kacham avodazar. He didn't let it get to a point that they could do that because they didn't understand each other. Tanya, we learned in Abrai, Sarabina, Sanomer, Kulam, Lashem avodas kacham neskavnu, really all of them wanted to do it for avodazar. Ksiv hachan nasa lanu sham. It says over here that they said, let's build a city and a tower and the tops and Rosh Hashemaima and let's make a name for ourselves. Uksiv hasam, and it says, Vishem Elokim Achirim Lo Saskiru Malahol Avos Kacham Avkan Avos Kacham. So he holds that it was all for Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Migdal Shalosh Shlish Nisraf Shlish Nivla Shlish Kayam. Says Rashi, what does that mean that it got Nivla? Shlish Nivla is that Nivlu Yisodoseha Mishukasi Mikarka. That's what it went down into the ground. A third Vishlish Shal Maila Nisraf burnt Vishlish Emtsai Kiyam Bikarka Veloshe Omid Ba'avir. Amarav, Avir Migdal Mishakeach. The airspace of the tower causes forgetfulness. That somebody goes in, Rashi says, someone who stands next to it, that Mirosh Migdal Kama Avira Shalir, Misha Omid Saviv Migdal Viroa Avira Omar Gova Shalo. Someone who stands next to it, where he can go and see the airspace above the tower while looking up at it. Person that gets shikha, they forget things. Amar Rav Yosef, Bavel u'Bursif simin ra l'Torah. Bavel and Bursif are a bad sign. These are two towns right next to each other's names. We're like switched one with another. They're a bad sign for steigen away. Rashi says what happens is that klomer shamam simin shikhahi. It's a simin for forgetting. They cause a person to forget the shtagim because they're located within the place of where the tower is, says Rashi. It's a little bit wild to think about this idea of, you know, just like when you can have like, I forgot the place, Chernobyl, you know, what's left over, all the radiation and whatever. So, you know, have stuff left over here that messes things up. My borsif, what do you mean borsif? I'm Rav Asi, bor shafi. It's a pit that gets emptied out. And Yeah, you don't want that happening. Okay, now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. And that was the people of Sodom. Anshei Sodom elim chelikum abba, tani rabbanon. Anshei Sodom elim chelikum abba, shenemar v'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chataim l'Hashem ha'od, ra'im b'olam hazeh v'chataim l'olam abba. Amar Rav Yehuda, ra'im begufan v'chataim b'mamonim. Oh, they're bad with their body, and they messed up begufam. And it says Rashi, that means a shtufam b'zima. They were involved with immorality. And they sin with their money. Right, how can I do this terrible thing? This is by Yosef when he uses the Lashon, when Eishes Potiphar is trying to get a hold of him. He goes, how can I do that? And sin against Hashem. Right, so that's a Lashon of Eich Ese Hara'a Hagadol Azor, which is Zima. There's going to be a sin upon you. It's talking about Shemitah. Says the pasuk, "Kisham lecha penyia davar levachav li'alim." A kavishas and shavishnas shmita v'ra'in chabe achiv ha'avion ositin lo v'kar lecha l'Hashem ha'yev v'chachet. That's with when it comes to money. Yeah. He says Rashi v'hainu mamon. Right, that is money. L'Hashem zubirchas Hashem. When it says that there were rad that. When the pasuk says "Va'anshei Sodom ra'im bechatayim laHashem ma'od laHashem zubirchas Hashem," that's the blessing of Hashem or cursing Hashem ma'od shemiskavnim v'chotim, that they would first think about it and then they'd go and do an avera, right? It wasn't just fell into the desires over here, but they thought about this. This is like a mum lahachis over here to get Hashem angry. But masnisa tana ra'im b'monim bechatayim l'gufan ra'im b'monim dichsev ra'incha be'achicha evyon. Right, unless you say Ram, now means money over here. It says the lashon of Ra when it comes to the idea of don't be bad to your brother who needs money. Right, the pasuk says that I sinned against the Lord, which is now he's using it to mean with the guf. Hashem zubris Hashem ma'od zushich v'zdamim. It's talking about murder. Shenemar v'gam dam naki shafach minashe harbe me'od. Right, so we see that's a lashon that comes up by murder. Tana Rabbanan, Anshei Sodom lo nizgo ela b'shil tova sheshvil em HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the reason why they fell? Like we saw in yesterday's davos, only because of the fact that Hashem gave so much good to them. Amaksibem, when it says, Eretz mimena yetzei lachem v'sachtea nepach mo'esh, a land from which bread comes from it. It turned into scorched earth. Mokam sapir v'neav afrov zahav lo. It's a place that is... The stones brought sapphires, its dust was gold. Nasiv lo yado ayit lo shzafato she zafatu. However, you say the word ain aya. It was a path unknown to any robber, unobserved by any spy. Lo jichu b'nei shachatz lo ada alav shacha, mighty beast had not trodden, no lion ever has ever been there. We're talking about Sodom, things are going really well. It's this beautiful, amazing place. Amru, so they said, Chime achar. Now, Sodom, it's this great stuff. It's got bread, it's got dust, gold dust. Why don't we need people to come into our town? They're going to come to take away from the money that we have over here. We don't want any guests over here. We don't lose out. Let's quickly get rid of the idea of people coming over here. Right, we're going to treat them in a way that people are not going to want to come here anymore. Says Rashi, Shaleavu Ovi Durachim Baratzeinu. Close up shop over here. No more tourism. Shenem Aparetz Nachal Meim Gar Hanishkachim Mini Raga Dalu Meonos No. Right, the whole purpose of here is just to like shut it down. Right, and as the pasuk says, the sin caused their destruction. It says a stream burst out of its normal course and was cast upon the town that had been forgotten by the wayfarer's feet. They were banished, consigned to eternal disgrace. Nobody even knew about this anymore. And Darash Rav, what do he says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Ad anat to hosisu al ish tiratzchu kulchem gekir nato yigadir hadchuyan. How long will you plot treacherously against man? Will you, all of you, murder with leaning wall? Will with toppled fence? This is saying that Sodom people would put their eyes on the people, you know, that were very wealthy. And it would put them next to a leaning wall. Push the wall on him. They would come along and they would take his money. In the darkness he borrows other houses. By day they seal themselves in, never knowing the light. They would put their eyes on the people that have money. They would put afar simon balsam, which is a great smelling thing over here, and give to each one of them. The people would go and they would put this, you know, this thing in their safe houses, you know, where they keep their money over there. And la'erev, when it came to nighttime, the sodomites would come and they start smelling like a dog in order to smell where the thing was coming from, so they could find where the safe was, where it was hidden. That they would return toward the evening, they howl like the dog and go round and about the city. They would go and they make a tunnel over there. They would take the money. Very smart, sick thing to do, but they would give them good smelling stuff. They'd put it in their safes. They didn't know where the safes were, but then they would come back and they would start smelling until they smelled where it was, and they would go steal from them. They would allow the naked to spend the night unclothed, no garment to shield against the cold. They drive away the orphan's donkey, take the widow's ox in pledge, right? They would go and they're really, really bad people over here, right? They would steal the donkey to the orphan and lead it around in public and do all these terrible things. Gvulos yasigu eder gazlu yevayireu. They would move boundaries like where they were in stolen flocks and take them out to graze over there. He'll be taken to the burial ground and be hastened to the mound. Oy, tata, tata. Yeah. These people, they would get robbed of everything and left to starve to death. And his body was still right there. It was still warm and it was rushed to the cemetery and thrown into a grave. Story time. Dar Shabbi Yosef Bitzipori. About what were they like, the people of Sodom, the Ganavim of Sodom. So he said as follows, right? When he said, like, in the darkness, he burrows under houses. So they used to dash, and they said in Tzipori, Ichtrin Ahilel Yotlasmia Machtarasa Bitzipori. That night, 300 tunnels were dug in Tzipori. There was a drasha going on in Tzipori, and again, what happened? 300 tunnels were dug in Tzipori, and they came along and they saw for them. As you say, they were chafasamachayimirichim v'yodin heichal menichim amonim. They were able to go and see for them. Also, as the people got all robbed, they came back to Yossi, v'kam mitzarele, and they came and they were causing him pain. Amarle, so they said to him, Yehovesorchel ganove, you gave an opportunity, a way for the ganovim here. Amarlehu, so Yossi said to them, Mihavi Yadana da Asu Ganavi, did I know that the Ganav were going to come to my lecture? No, so what happened was, is he gave them, he said this whole drush of what they used to do, and in the meantime, then these people went again and they did it, and they were so upset about it. Kikuch Naf, said Rabbi Yosef, when he died, Shafi Marzive de Tzipori Dama. The gutters of Tzipori bled. Rashi says the Adam Gadol, who he was Adam Gadol. That he lived in Tzipori. What do the people of Sodom say? This lechad Tori, someone who has one ox, mari chad yoma, has to graze all of the oxen of Sodom for one day. The last day someone who doesn't have one, lirei treyomi, he's required to graze the oxen of Sodom for 2 days. Ahu yasma bar armelo. There was an orphan, the son of a widow. He didn't have any oxen. Havale tori lemire. So one day, his neighbor, they gave him the ox to graze. Azo shaklinu v'katlinu. He was upset about the fact they had to do this. What did he do? He took the ox and he killed him. Armeluhu, he then said to his neighbors, beep, turn the page. Kuftes mubez. De isle tori nishkal chad mascha. Someone who had one ox, let him take one skin from the dead ox. The less lay Torah, Niskal Tremaske. He does no ox, let him take two skins. Armalisha, the owners of the ox said, hey, my high, like, what is this? In other words, the guy was saying, I should be able to go and take this now. He says, this is ridiculous now that you should, you know, do this. Armalisha said back to him, Sof Dina Kitchilas Dina. What do you mean? The rule of the end, meaning of how the skins work out should be like the one in the beginning. Matchilas, you know, the Islay Torah Mari Chad Yom. Just in the beginning, we say that somebody who has one ox has to graze the other ox for one day. The Islay Torah Mari Trei Yom. Someone who doesn't have ox has to graze them for 2 days. Saf Sof Dina the Islay Chad Torah Lishko Chad, and the Islay Torah Lishko Trei. I should have to go on to take two skins over here because I don't have any oxen. The Avar, so you see, this is like the thought process that went on in Sodom. The Avar b'mavra nesiv chadzuza. He who crosses the over like this waterway, this bridge, nesiv chadzuza, has to pay a zuz. The Avar b'mavra nesiv trei. Someone who doesn't cross over, who goes another way, he has to pay two zuz. The Avalei dara lived delivne. There was a person who had a row of bricks. Then atzi kolchad v'chad shakol chad. Each and every one of the people of Sodom can come and take one brick. Would come and take a brick. Amalei, when the owner would say, pay me, so they would say to him, I only took one brick. What's the big deal? Like, you know, what do you want from me? I only took one brick. And they ended up losing everything. And if there's this person who spread out garlic or onions in order to go ahead, it says Rashi, that Mishayim Fazer Vishotech, Vishotech Lefana Vishumen Obtzalim, liavshan kol echad v'echad hayonot alachas. You put the garlic and the onions, you know, to dry in the sun. Asgad v'chad v'chad shokachada amalei. I know chad v'shakli. Everyone will come and take one and be like, "What do you want from me? I only took one. You can leave me alone now." Arba de'oni ayu b'sedom. There were four judges in Sodom. Shakrai v'shakrai v'zayfai u'matzli dina. These were the four of them over here. Just listen to their words. All right, you have a liar, the ridiculous liar. The forgerer and the perverter of justice. Isn't that unbelievable? Demachile leitza dechavri umaplele. Somebody who hit his friend's wife, and because of that, there was a miscarriage. Amrile, the judges would say, Yavaniele, you have to give your wife over to the attacker. Then Yabuni Alach, that he can get her pregnant and give you back the child that he killed. The pasuk le udne de chamra de chavre. If you have somebody who knocked off the ear of his fellow's donkey, amulei say havuni ale ad katcha. Give the donkey to the damager guy until the ear starts to grow back. Rashi says that this machazno. The padale le chavre. There's a person who padale. Rashi says asalo petza. Someone goes and makes a wound to his friend. Amulei, the judge would say havle agra. Give the one who hurt you, pay him, the shakalach dama, because he did a bloodletting for you. You owe the money now. The Yavid, wait, this is clearly messed up. The Avar, the Mavra, Yavar, but Zuse. Someone who crossed over the river on a boat has to pay four Zuz. But if someone goes through the water, the guy decides to go into swim, rushes over a baragla, but Miami just walks through it, he's to pay eight Zuz. Right, but my Yavit Tmane Zuse Zimnechada. One time, Asahu Koves, there was a launderer, you know, laundromat guy, came to his dome. He didn't know the laws over there. Ikol Hashem, when he came over there, by the toll, Amrele, they said to him, "Have Abrazuse, give us four Zuz." Amrele says to him, "I know, but my Avri." He says, "Nah, I'm not using the boat. I'm, you know, I came through the water, so I don't owe you anything." Amrele said to him, "Oh, I'm Kane, have Tmane, that pays eight. The Avri Bamaya, because you crossed through the water. You know, you got to pay eight now." Lo Yoiv, he's like, "I'm not giving anything. He didn't give any money." Padyue, so what did they do? They give him the smackdown. They beat him up. Also, they came to the Dayan. He came in front of the Dayan. And well, he said to him, "Havle agar the shagal lachdama. You got to give the guy beat you up. Go and pay him now because, you know, he did bloodletting. Utsmani zuzei da'aver d'maya. And also pay the eight zuz because he went through the water." This guy's like, "What in the world is going on over here?" Eliezer Avram Yisrami Asam. One time Eliezer Avrami ended up over there. Padyuhi, and what did they do? They gave him the smackdown. They beat him up. Pasuk Medana came in front of the judges. Amalei, they said to him, "Havle agar the shakad lachdama. You now pay him because they give you a bloodletting. Shakad lula." So what does he do? He took a makal. Rashi says a makal. Loshen Shachrin is evan, a stick or a stone. And Padyuhi iu ledayana. And he wounded the judge. The judge said, "My eye. What are you doing?" Someone says, no problem. Agar d'nafik li minach. Right? The wage that is coming to me from you, havni alei, just give it to that guy. You know, v'zuzei didi, kaimi. And my money is going to stay where it is. In other words, you know, I owe this guy for bloodletting because he beat me up. Well, I beat you up. You owe me. You can just give it directly to him. That's good. We're good to go. There was a type of bed that the guest would sleep on. When the other guest was too tall and his legs went over the bed, no problem. They did a great way. Very tall person. Yosem and Amita. Then, you know what they did? Fine. Then Gaizele, they would just cut him up. Rashi says that there were the Makatsan Sobasakin. They would go and they would do that. And they would take care of it for him, of course. And would just cut off his legs. Kigutz, if this person, let's say, was too short, then Maschale, they would go out and they would stretch him. They would pull from his arms and his legs until things like got ripped out of place. Rashi says, at the misparke avar, his limbs would fall apart. Elias said, Avram Ikla, somebody came over there. Amalei said to him, Kum gidei apuria, go on the bed. Amaloni said to them, Nidra Nadri. He said, I took an edder that min yoma demisas ima lo ganina apuria. From the day my mother died, I didn't sleep on a bed because, you know, I want to be in mourning for this. And because then I was able to get out of the situation. Whenever a poor person would come to them, each one of them would give him a dinar. And before they would do it, they would write his name on the coin. And she says, in other words, they would write their own dinar on it. And they would not give the guy any bread. Rashi says they made a tanai amongst themselves, somebody named Shalo Yitna Lopas, don't give him any bread, because they should Yamasrav, he'll die in starvation. They'll go take all their dinner. So they'll give him tons of money, but no food. When he ended up dying, they all took their coins back. So this is what they did amongst themselves. Call man the Masman Gavar Labi Hilula. Anyone who invited someone who's not from Sodom to a wedding, Shal Glima, will be taken out. They'd rip off his clothing. Havi Hai Hilula. And there was one time there was this thing happened in Ikle Liezelzim. He came Loyavale Naman because he was there. They didn't know who he was. He wasn't part of there, so they didn't give him any bread. Akibai Lamisad, when he wanted to eat, Asa Liezer Yasav Lasefi Lakulo. Eliezer came and sat at the end of all of those who were there on this long table. And Amalei, they said to him, Manaz min chalacha, who invited you here? Amalei, Lahud Yosef, or Eliezer would say the one sitting next to him, Ata Zamintun. What do you mean? You invited me. Right? You're the one invited. Amar, that guy got all scared. He says, Dilma Shami bi da ana azmite. He was like, oh no, maybe other people are going to hear that I invited him. Mashal chilei money da high gavern. They're going to take my clothing off. He wanted to get out of there before his clothing was taken. The one that was sitting next to Eliezer took his garment for Rat Labra and he ran outside. And Eliezer did this to all of them that were there. He kept saying over and over, sitting next to each one, loudly saying that this guy invited him over here, and therefore he caused them all to run away from this place. Add enough kikul until they all ran out. He's able to go out and have a nice little feast going on over there. It's amazing. Eliezer is like putting these people in their place. Haviyai Rivi, so there was a woman that have a kamafka riftalan yebechatzba. She brought bread to the poor people in her chatzba, in her pitcher. Right? When she would go to draw water, she would hide bread in the pitcher and go to the well. And no one was looking, she would give bread to this poor person. Igle Milsa, but then it became known, the matter was known. Shafiu Duvsha, so simple what they do, they smeared her with honey. V'okmila al igar shura, and they put it on top of the wall. On top of the wall of the city, she says Al Gaga Choma, and they smeared her with this stuff, and Asa Zibur Vechlu, and bees came and they ate her, they killed her. Oh, that's what he means when he says the cry of Sodom is great. Al Iske Riva, what it means is because of this Riva, this woman, this whole thing happened. The next part of the Mishnah, the Miraglim don't have any chelik in this world to go. Right, the Grah takes this out. They also don't have anything. right, and the land covered them over in this world, and they were lost from the kahal. That's olam haba. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Aleim, Omer, Akasav, Hashem, Mimis, Abchaya, Mori, Shaol, Vayal. He says about this that Hashem kills and brings to life. He lowers into the grave, and he brings up. Tanu Rabbanan, Adas Karchein Lem Chelik Olam Haba Shenemar. Why do you know they don't have Chelik Olam Haba? Because it says, "V'tachas Aleim Aretz Olam Hazav." Yovdom Mitoch Hakal Olam Haba. Diver Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Sera, Omer Harei Hein Kavida Mitzvakeshes. So, like a lost article that is being looked for. Rashi says, "Abayin Olam Haba." They do get this. Shekach Amar David Al Bnei Korach. To Isi Kiseh Oved Bike Shavdacha Him To Kiseh Oved Vata Brachamecha Rabim Bike Shavdacha Utfia Vatviyim Lalom Abba. Shalem the Pasuk says, To Isi Kiseh Oved Bakesh and Vakesh Shavdacha Kim Sasecha Lo Shachachta. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek out your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. So he's saying they are going to get Olam Haba. Vayikach Korach, and Korach took. Doesn't say what. Amar Shlokesh Alokach Mekach Ra Le'atzmo. He took for himself a bad deal. Rashi says Hischa B'Ktata. Started off a whole fight. Korach Shenasa Korach B'Yisrael. Always called Korach because he made a bald spot for Israel. Rashi says Shenivlu, that he got swallowed up. Ben Yitzar, Ben Shir, Siach Halav, Eskola Olam Katsaraim. This is someone who, a son who excited the entire, who excited the entire world against himself with an anger that was as intense as the noon. Says Rashi, Shehichis, Shirzich, Shehitzich, Shehichis, made angry. Ben Kas, Ben Shehikha, Shine Molidov. This is a son who sat on edge the teeth of those who gave birth to him. Says Rashi, Shinis Baisho Avosav, Maisav Rahim. He embarrasses his fathers with his terrible behavior over here. Ben Levi, Ben Shinesa Levaya Begehenim. What does that mean? A son who made a whole Levaya, like a whole gathering of people at Levaya in Gehenim, because everyone followed him there. V'lichshov Nami Ben Yaakov. Why do we stop Ben Levi, right? You have a whole lineage that's going on over here. V'yikach Korach Ben Kos Ben Levi. And it doesn't go beyond that. Why don't you mention Yaakov? Ben She'akav Atzmal Gehenim. A son who caused himself to fall head over heels. Right, his heels into Gehenim. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Yaakov bikesh rachamim. That's why Yaakov asked for mercy on himself. Asher shalohi nimna imam. He shouldn't be counted along over there. He wouldn't be embarrassed to be associated with this. And remember, v'stom al tovo nafshi b'kahalam al tichad kavodi. Like you find in Bereishis, they embraceus into their conspiracy. My soul not enter with their congregation. Do not join. You know, on my honor. V'sodam al tovo nafshi ilam miraglam. But second, but the miraglam, I don't want to be part of it. Rashi says the look siv bein. Behen Ploni Ben Yaakov, right? It says he's one of the Shvatim, right? It doesn't end up going all the way to Yaakov. Bikahalam al tichad kavodi ze adat Korach. He says, you know, with the congregation, don't join. Oh, my honor. This is talking about Korach. So he davened, doesn't want to be part of that hoshtiko. Therefore, he wasn't mentioned over there. So we'll get past it again. It goes on and says, Veikach Korach ben Yisrael ben Kos ben Levi ben Dasan v'Aviran b'nei Eliyav on ben Pels b'nei Ruvain. So it says, Dasan sha'aver al das kel. Why is it called Dasan? Someone transgressed the dust, the religion, that of Hashem. Aviram sha'iver atzvam yasas tshuva. Aviram is one who fortified himself against doing tshuva. That's just chizek livavo. Like abire lev. Va'on sheyasha ba'aninos. He sat in mourning. Rashi says she'asa tshuva al shayi imayim tchila be'etza. He did tshuva the fact that he had any sheikhs with him. Peles she'nasu lo plos ben'on ben peles. Right, that miracles were done for him. Rashi says she'nitzamayim the fact that he was saved from them. Bnei Ruvain ben shira ve'hevin. Sons of Ruvain means a son who saw and understood. Right, so on a pin peles b'nei Reuven that he saw and he understood Reu from seeing in vain from Mevin, he understood that they're doing the wrong thing and is able to walk away from them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continuing on with this story. Got it really next time. Until then, I want to wish you all a great, 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 great day.